simcha, because really the time that he told me about this shiur was the night of Shlomo Geisen's chasana. So it's mamish, we could say mi simcha simcha. And I always thank Jeremy for helping get everything arranged. So without any further ado, let us begin. Okay. Topic is, as you'll know, here at the end of the packet, we have the page number here, but it begins with the Masechta Brachos here, Tesamet Beis, Inyanei Givonim Behalocha. I don't know what page one of the extra, after the regular, after page 59 is the packet that I put in here. Okay. So one of the Mishnah in Masechta Brachos discusses the Zman of Kriya Shema in the morning. Meimus Ikorin Shema B'Shachris Mishayakir Ben Tchelis L'Lovan. So the Zman is Mishayakir, which is an interesting hagdara of the Zman. It doesn't say what a specific hour, specific time. It's Mishayakir, that you can differentiate between different shitas, whether it's Tcheles Lelovan, whether Rav Lezer Rebbe Tcheles Lekarti, blue to green, blue to white. Ad Shetene Tzachama. So it's interesting that Kriya Shema is the Zman of Mishayakir. We have that by Tfilin, the Zman of Mishayakir. Because normally, the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Megillah that there are two Zman. There's Alos HaShachar and Netzachama. Alos HaShachar, Al Pidin, is the Zman of Yom. It's before the sun goes above the horizon. It's the Zman of Yom. It's Alos HaShachar. Rashi writes in Masechta Megillah and Daf Chof that we're afraid that if you let a person do mitzvahs from Alos HaShachar, then you know he can make a mistake. And he can do mitzvahs, he can do Chas V'Sholom, a bris milah, and it's still Laila. It's still Laila, so it wouldn't be good. So L'chatchila, the Mishnah says you always wait till sunrise, till Netzachama. Even though Al Pidin, Alos HaShachar is Yom. But the halacha is that normally, say you can do a bris milah from Alos HaShachar, it's kosher. But l'chatchila, you're supposed to wait till what? Till sunrise. Till the sun is above the horizon, between sunrise. The Rav Yah points out in his Perush that though that halacha only applies when the Torah says yom. Yom Trua, blow shofar. Chachtachem lachem b'yom harishon. Dalad minim. So then, it's Alos HaShachar, and Mi'ikra Din, L'chatchila, it's Hanetzachama. But certain mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't use the word yom. Like, Tzitzis, the Din of Yom is Risem Oso. It doesn't say the word yom. So when it doesn't say the word yom, so the Rav Yah writes, then l'chatchila, you could put on tzitzis before Netzachama. That din of the Mishnah doesn't apply. That l'chatchila you should wait till Netzachama. No one says you have to wait. We always know you're waiting for this man of tefillin, tzitzis. You don't have to wait l'chatchila till Netzachama. Because it's not a din of yom, per se. It's a din of Mishayakir, which has connected to yom. But Mishayakir is a din in enough light that you can differentiate between different things. And that's a shear in or. And therefore, this halacha that l'chatchili should wait till Netzach Hamah doesn't apply. If you look in the Ibn Ezra, on page 2 here, it says, what does it mean, vayera vayvoker? So he writes, sheyuchal adam, what is boker? What does the word boker mean? Levaker beinos hatsurus. Boker is Lashon Bikoris, to differentiate from different things. It's not Yom, it's the Zman that you have the ability to be Mavchen. Like in modern Hebrew, you say Bikoret. You question something, you take it to task, you fine tune. See the difference between different things. That's why the famous pasuk in Tehillim on page 3, Achas Shalti, Beis Hashem Oso Avakesh, Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yei Mechayai, Lachzos Benom Hashem Levaker Beheicholo. So what does it mean, Levaker Beheicholo? So we're used to modern Hebrew, Levaker, to visit. That's modern Hebrew. But Ibn Ezra says, Kimo lo yivakir bein tov l'ra. Whereas you want to look at an animal and see between the good and the bad. You want to have the idea to be able to discern. So Mamela, a person sits in the Heichal Hashem, so he will be able to ascertain the skills to differentiate between Tohar and Tomei, between Tov L'Ra. As the Pasuk also by Shivcha Harufa, he's a woman that's not a full Eishes Ish, right? So you have to be Mevaker, see the difference between her and a regular Eishes Ish. She's Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin, the Bikoris, the Havchana, and that's Boker, but that's Mishayakir. It's the Zman that you can have a Mida of Havchana. The other Pshat, he says, Yesh Omer Levaker Lelechas M'chol Boker Boker. The other Pshat Levaker means to be on a consistent basis to come to Heichal Hashem. Levaker, Kol Boker Boker. But the first pshat is similar to what the Ibn Ezra wrote in Chumash, and that is to have that ability of Havchana. And there's some that explain also the idea of, based on the Gemara Nedarim, of Bikur Cholim, that you're only supposed to go certain times during the day, so you can be able to Mavchin, where is he holding? So you shouldn't be too bad, because then you'll be Messiah, too good. So that idea of Bikoris, to be Mavchin between different colors, different situations, etc. And that's perhaps the first idea of colors, is giving us that idea of to be Mavchin. And the certain mitzvahs, the Zman is Mishayakir. The Zman is not necessarily Boker. The Zman is not necessarily Yom. Yom is only hechitimtza in the or. That's mishayakir. So, but you don't. Have, it's not the din of alosa shachar. Alosa shachar is yom, and lechatchila neitzachama. But this is a different shear, the shear of mishayakir. Okay, so I'd like to go through some other halachas that are relevant to colors, as was mentioned, and give some ha'aris on them. So the first thing here on page 5 is a bris milah. We know bris milah, the Gemara speaks about a tinuk that was yorok. You know, jaundice, we call it, yellow baby, etc. I just recently, one of my talmidim had such a situation. And obviously the Gemara says that you can't be mal, it's not safe to be mal, the child, when it's yarek. the yellow baby. So that's what the Gemara says here in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Daled. The Gemara says, "Va'omer Abayi, Omer Li Aim, Hayinuka the Sumuk." The child is red. Takati lo ivla badama. The dam didn't come into the system properly yet. The Gemara says, "Takati lo nofel dami." So you have to wait. You have to wait. So you have to wait. Now the Gemara has another halacha. The Gemara says in Yevamos and Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph on page 6. You have a baby that has a fever. Also, you can't be mal. But there the Gemara tells us that when the child gets better, it's already, say, the 15th day. The 15th day? It's already past the 8th day. So I would think the second the child gets better, you know, call the moil right away. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. You have to what? You have to wait another 7 me'es le'es. So you say the child gets better at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to wait 7 sets from 2 o'clock to the next 2 o'clock to the next 2 o'clock, 7 times. And after that, on the 7th, then you could first do the bris. Because if you would do it 9 o'clock in the morning that day, it would be too early. Now, how does this din compare with the other halacha? With the halacha of the Tinuch HaYarek? Do you also have to wait? There are some poskim that say that if it's high enough, the bilirubin count is high enough, that also might be considered a choyla. And then you'd also have to wait. But many times, you can't do the bris, but it's not considered a choyla. So what is it? So the way some explain, I think Rabbi Blythe in one of his writings explains, that sometimes the idea is just the maturation of the liver. In other words, it's not a chayla. The person is maturing. And if the liver is not fully mature, it's not going to be able to filter the proper way, and therefore the color of the child will be affected that way. But it's not necessarily called a chayli. It's called, in other words, a child is too young. You don't say, okay, for Hilcha Shabbos we have halachas that tanim are considered choylim, but for the halacha of bris milah, it's not a choyli. It's the esrog, the tina kayarok is what is. It wasn't the system was not fully mature yet, and mamela, that's why it's yellow. So mamela, in that situation, once it gets to the proper number or proper vision of what it looks like, then you'd be able to do the bris right away. You wouldn't have to wait you wouldn't have to wait another 7 days till the child. Again, some hold that if it got very, very high initially, then you would. But a lot of times it's not the way. It's just still too high to do it. But once it gets lower or something like that, then we wouldn't require the 7 days. So the Yaktana holds that even by Yorok you should always wait the 7 days, but most poskim don't hold that way. So these are two different halachas. One halacha is the Tina Kayorok, and the other halacha is that it's a choli kol gufo. He's a fever, he's not breathing, a chola kol gufo. So I'll tell you a very interesting halacha that could be relevant for this. We know that a person is supposed to do the bris on the eighth day. Unless there's the two things that we mentioned, the tina kayarok or a choli kol gufo, those two different categories. But there's a fascinating machloikis between the taz and the shach. What if you have a baby that the bris was already past? It's already past the eighth day. So normally we'd say it's past the eighth day. So soon as it, so if it's a choli kol gufo, so you still have to, gonna have to wait 7 days late and then do it. If it's a yellow baby, so bevelawat, you'll do it right away. Do it right away. But what if the time that it's ready to be done, the bris, is on a Thursday or a Friday? So I would say, so what, a Thursday to Friday? So the taz the shita is, he's medame to the sugya of mafligim besfina. The taz says on page 8, he says if the eighth day is what is Shabbos, Friday, any day, the eighth day is the eighth day and it's ready to have the milah, fine. But if it's not the eighth day anyway, so then the taz shita is, you shouldn't have the bris on a Thursday or Friday. For Shabbos, for sure you can't have, because Shabbos is only when it's bismano, you have the bris on Shabbos. But you can't have the bris on that day, because it'll be Gorim Tsar to the Tinok on Shabbos, and Memela, similar to the sugi of Eimafligim Misfina, right? You can't go on the boat 3 days before Shabbos. So that was the Taz Hashita. And there are some Moelim that follow this, the Sheet of the Taz. But the Shach disagrees. The Shach says, but even by Mafligi Misfina, if it's Latzorach Mitzvah, it's going to be Mutter even within 3 days. And this is Latzorach Mitzvah. So the Shach argues here, in the Dekudas HaKesef here, he says the Leisa. Not true. The Leisa. It's not true. That if the child is ready to have the bris milah Thursday, Friday, even though it's not the eighth day, you should be mal on that day. Oh. So I'm from Washington Heights, so the Moilim in Washington Heights, the Katzensteins, Rav Yitzchak Katzenstein was the Moil there for many years. Unfortunately, he was Nifter last year, his son Rav Pinchas. Now the third generation. So Rav Pinchas, Rav Yitzchak Katzenstein, he learned Mila from Rav Hananya Cohen. From Budapest, that was his Rebbe for Mila. There's a beautiful biography of Rav Hananya Cohen, Myra Cohen. You can read about the history of Rav Hananya Cohen. That was his Rebbe. So he had certain Mesoros from his Rebbe. So one of the Mesoros that he had from his Rebbe was what? To follow the Taz. Follow the Taz. That if it's not going to be the eighth day, it's a nidcha ready, not to do the bris milah Thursday, Friday, to do it then on Sunday. So that was his. And then Rav Schwab, who was the Rav of the Kehila, he said no. He thinks the Shach is the more correct opinion. So the Moel has his Mesorah, and Rav Schwab didn't follow that Shita. So what are you going to do here? So Rav Shlomo Yitzchak Chaim made a pshara. He made a pshara. This was the pshara. This I heard from Rav Pinchas Kasher. This is the pshara. He says like this. Anyone guess what the pshara was? So the pshara was like this. Why is the bris? What was it? Was it a chayla situation, or was it a yellow baby situation? It's like this. Because if it's a chayla situation, so what's the din? When he gets better, you what? You wait. It's ke'ilu. It's a rebirth. So now this is the eighth day. So b'meila, in that situation, we'll do it even on third, because Ki'ilu, this is not the new eighth day. But if the yellow baby, you don't recount the 8 days, whenever it's better. So when it's day 15, it's day 15. But when it's a chara, so the Mela, so then it's day 15, then they wouldn't do it on the Thursday or Friday. And that was the pshara they made. But outside, I think Rabbi Pinchas Kasher said, outside of Broys, when he would do a bris in another community, not in the Broys king, so they weren't bound. So then he would just follow his sheet of the Taz. But he only, in respect to Rav Schwab, they made that pshara. And that when it's a chayla, to do it there, and not the, and when it's a yellow baby, so then it's considered later. This is, well, nice, it's late, it's not the eighth day, but this is ke'ilu, there's a new eighth day now. Because now we counted another 8 days, because when the child gets better, so now he's born. Now he's born. Now let's count the eight days. The Aruch Laner is very machmir on the 8 days. He says he claims based on the Gemara that he feels it's a din d'oraisa, the 8 days. Okay, not on Shabbos. No one would say to do it on Shabbos. That much it wouldn't do, but at least the Gabi this Indian of Thursday, Friday, but no one would have Paskin to do it on Shabbos. If the seven Mesla Aces fall out on Shabbos, they would still do it on Sunday, because that you need the eighth day Kepshuto Merechemimo.
And for Ger, I think it says Polshekane,
right? Because Ger, you won't do it on Shabbos, right?
But
it
was Thursday, Friday.
Oh,
yeah,
so that's... Pash is not. That's, if you look, he discusses it here in the Pash
page. You're saying that on the new eighth day, you should have to go on the new eighth day, meaning like the Shabbat.
In other words, everyone agrees that there's this... They're not discussing that's the Gemara that you wait the seven base place. That's not the Chiddush of the Aruch Laner says that din is a din d'oraisa. Don't think that you can be mezalzel. One didn't learn the Gemara would say it's already the 16th day. Of course I can do the Mila after he was a cholok kol gufo, but now he's better. Fakert, we should do it right away. So the Gemara says no, you have to wait seven base place. If it's a chola, so then you would, right? The pshar was you would do it, right? Because then it's evil. It's a new eighth day. It's not enough of an eighth day because it's not a real eighth day to do it on Shabbos. But enough for Gabi this halacha. That was the
Who made the
pshar? That was Rav Schwab and Rav Katzenstein together. I don't know who came up with, but that was their. They made that agreement. That was the
problem. Was in training Shabbos. That was the problem.
Tsar, right.
Tsar,
right.
It's like, and it's not even from Vada, which they have Tsar, right?
Right, but it's enough of the possibility of Tsar. Yeah. Okay, so that's the. Okay, so let's see where we're holding now. So we did the Indian of Mishayakir Ben Chelis. We did the Boker, and now we did the Mila Indian of Tina Kayarok. So now let's go to the next thing of Esrog HaYarok. Esrog HaYarok. Okay, so what's the story with an Esar Gayaruk? What's the? Is there a problem? A green esrog? Is that? Is that a problem? A lot of the esrogim you see are. Is that lechatchila? Is that b'diavad? Is it? Or it's either lechatchila, b'diavad, or a pasul. Which one is it? Oh, so azoy. Says the Mishnah here on page 12, Lamedal Arabic base. Vahayoro kikarti. Rav Meir Machshir, Rav Yehuda Poisel. So Rav Meir is Machshir, and Rav Yehuda is Poisel. So we assume like Rav Yehuda, it's Poisel. So the Gemara says here on page 13 in Lamedal from the base, says the Gemara, because the Gemara was Tashma Esrog Hayoshon Pasul Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So in fact the Gemara Veloboi Hadar. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need Hadar. Fanan Tanana Yorkakarti Rabbi Meir Machshir Rabbi Yehuda Pasul. So you see that Bukhara he needs Hadar. Mustama, that if it's only Hadar, if it's yellow. If it's green, it's not Hadar. So the Gemara says, no, lav mishum debay hadar. The reason why he says that the green esrog is possible, not because of hadar, but why? Lav mishum de logomar peira. That if the esrog is green, so it didn't fully ripen. So mamela, that's the reason. Snapshot that yellow is a nice color, that's the hadar. And green is not such a nice color, so mamela, that's the psul. No, it's because it didn't fully ripe. So the simple pshat of this gemara is that if it's fully ripe, meaning that the green esrog could eventually turn to yellow, that's a siman that it's fully ripe. So mamela, you could use that. You can use that lechatchila. That's the simple reading of the gemara. Snapshot. That green is a puzzle dicker color. The pshat is that if it's green, then it wasn't fully ripe. But if taka it is fully ripe, how even though it's green because it'll eventually you'll leave it around long enough it'll become that'll still be kosher, even though it's green. However, comes the Bach on the side of the tour here on page 15, and he says a different shot in the Gemara. If you look on the where the lines get bigger in the Bach, on page 15, the Bach's on the left side of the page, on the second wide line, he says, "V'li nira." When the Gemara says it's not because of Hadar, because maybe he doesn't require Hadar, Rabbi Yehuda. But it's because Lo Megomer Peri. It says, literally, the Yorok Pasul Gam Kein Mipnei She'enu Hadar. In other words, the Pasul is also Me'enu Hadar. It means if you don't hold that you need Hadar, there's still another Pasul. But if you hold you need Hadar, then it'll be Pasul also of Hadar. In other words, so it could be that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold Hadar, so that how could he passels this Esrog? He could do it for a different reason. But if we hold that you do need Hadar, that's a requirement, so then maybe it's Taka Pasul, what? Because of Hadar also, which would mean that the color green is not a Hadar dick of color. And therefore, even if it would be fully ripe, it would be Pasul. In other words, the Gemara only said that pshad al atzad that maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need hadar. So then, why taka would the esrog be pasul? The esrog a yarok. So he says for this reason. But if you hold, you do hold from hadar, then maybe it's also pasul al hadar. And if we hold that there's a requirement of hadar. I mean, the Torah says hadar, but the question is how that translates into a halacha in terms of is that is, So then you could possibly suggest that Esrog Hayorok is not Hodah. So most people you see going around with green Esrogim, or you know, fully green, partially green, are not holding from this Bach. And those that are Makpid on this are holding from this Bach.
They go to the yellow olives.
Yellow olives, yeah. Rav Herschel Schechter in YU is very makpid on this, yellow. On yellow. Why is he?
That's dumb. Why is yellow more other than green?
Maybe
it
yellow.
No, but it has to be a smart.
Yeah.
The smart is because that's not its end color.
Some of them.
Some of them don't brighten it completely, so it doesn't get too yellow. Because generally a ripe ester is yellow, so if you have a ripe ester that's green,
right.
It's not as nice.
Even though it's not as low, where it is maybe ripe, it still looks like.
Exactly.
So we also see.
In other words, it's showing that the real niceness of that would be when it's
finished.
Yellow, but it's not ripe. Even if it is ripe and it's still green, it's still not going to be good.
It should be mature and full of days.
Exactly.
But also,
the outside should reflect this inside.
For only the
being mature and full of days.
Well,
it's iron a little bit. If you have a different variety of it, that is green when it's ripe. Someone could think that it's
not
yellow when it's not ripe.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think the doctor's saying that.
Yeah.
A baby when it's yellow is also not ripe. Right? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Anything's not ripe
is green. Maybe the baby's not ripe yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green is a process, no?
Yeah.
Isn't green a process to get the yellow? When a food is not ripe, green or something.
No, it's green, right? Green apples are green in many cases.
Yeah.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah. But the reason why Rav Shacht is into this Bach is because there's a tshuva from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. On page 17, the Chut HaMeshulosh, the tshuva is from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his tshuva here, sides with the Bach. So if you're in the Litvisha Welt, So the Torah starts with the Vilna Gaon. So the Torah starts with the Vilna Gaon. So Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. So who's next? The Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So if Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes a tshuva, that's it. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, we're not going to do the whole tshuva. You can read it. It's in Simen Chav Gimel here. But he says, first of all, he says, Lidai to, where I put the second arrow. First, he quotes the Bach here, you see in the top. Nechku achroinim harav Bach, daito lahachmir, and others argue. And he says, veidai the eight apostle vadi rachmi sofik. He thinks the Pashup shot in the Gemara when Esrog Hayorok is apostle, Pashup says it's a psul vadai. According to the others, it's a sofik because we're not sure whether it's Gemara Peira or not. If you say that it's a psul in the color itself is a psul, so then it's a psul vaday. And the pasuk pshat in the Gemara, Esrog Hayorok is psul, is a vaday dik a psul, not a suffix. And then he has a ritva that Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes. If you look at the Lashon HaRitva here on page 14, it's also mashma. He says, he talks about Esrog, Menumer, spotty Esrog. And he writes, the first word in the line is Zal. He says, Dafka shem givonim ha-poislim be-esrog. Only if the spots are the colors that are posel, kigon lovon v'kushi v'yarok
ha-karsi.
Which statement is that? Page 14. So that pashtus means that he's saying only posel dikka colors, and he gives you lovan, and yorach katas. So the simple pshat in the Ritva is he's saying those colors are a pasul dika colors ba'atzmam, and therefore Rav Chaim Volozhin thought that the Ritva was saying like the Bach. So most people in Klal Yisrael today use green esrogim, but if you follow this Rav Chaim Volozhin in the Bach, then you machbir not to have a green esrog.
But even the people who are okay with green esrogim are not possibly with Rav Yehuda.
Yeah.
Same for the blue
turn
yellow.
Yeah.
If it's
a
green, it's
not going to
turn yellow.
Maybe that would be another reason not to have the green one.
Is there
one?
It looks like a
puzzle.
No, he's saying that it's a Vade puzzle. In other words, he's saying, because according to the other way, that it's a Gemara Peri, so then it's a, when it's green, it's not necessarily puzzle. It's a suffix, it's a Gemara. So then you're not necessarily know, because yeah. Sometimes it could take. You'll find out by Hanukkah time whether we yotze your mitzvah on Sukkot. Mm-hmm. You know, and Pashut Pshat is Yom Kippur is possible. So that's why he sided with the Bach, the Rav Chaim Volozhin. Okay. So that's the next thing of our call. So now let's go now to page 22, a little bit in Hilchas Nida, because we know that Hilchas Nida is also has to do with calls the Maris Dam. So says the Mishnah on Yud Tesamid Aleph. Chamisha damim tameim beisha. There are five colors of blood that are tame. Ha'odom, red. Hashachar is black. Kekeren karkum, like the side of the vegetable field that has vegetables that have this reddish color, ki mimei hadama, like you have earth that's, you know, with watery earth that has a redness to it, ukimazuk, you have wine that you put water in the wine and red wine, and so those colors, the five different colors, four are red, four are different shades of red, and then black, which is considered red that turned black. Oh. So, the Rush, on page 23, makes a comment. And he says like this. B'doros halalu, ein boki b'mars dami. He says that we're not so bucky, because really what the Rosh is saying is that the four types of red mentioned in the Mishnah are four shades of red. So that means there are other shades that are red that are really mutter al pidin. They're really mutter al pidin. But, and therefore the Iker Bekias of Maris Dam is to be able to be mafchin, you know, when the pasuk says bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, within the red. It's no grosh chokhma to say that this is a different color, it's not red. The ikar chokhma is to be mafchin that these shades of red are the four problematic shades of red, and this one's also red, but it's mutter. That's not one of the four shades of red. So the Rush says that was the Iker Bekias, and that's why he says, even Bimei Hashas, the Gemara says, they were Chachomim, Hayu Menach Chachomim, Shayu Nimnoi Miliros Damim. There was some Chachomim that wouldn't paskin. Why? What's such a Chachomim? Because they didn't have that expertise, we said before, that Lahavchin, you know, Bikur, Lahavchin. But yeah, Kol Shekain Ha'idna She'ain L'Tayr Shum Dam. So he says, today we don't have that bekias. So we have a chumrah, says the Rush. We have a chumrah today, to what? That we aser all, anything that's nota lamara ad mumis is going to be aser. Any shade of red is going to be aser. That's what the Rush says. So if you look here on page 24, the Torah Shlomim has a chumrah based. I mean, it's a chumrah that we aser all shades of red. So he says like this. The Gemara says in Megillah that we're not roa dam balayla. You only roa dam vayom. Oh. So I'm sorry, he's going to say a kula based on this. He says, Vayidna zokta Torah Shlomim. Vayidna shenismai tabikiyas. How come the Torah and the Mechaber don't say this halacha of not roaming down balayla? He says, you know why? Because today, the Riyas Dam, I mean, even though you need some shemesh even today, but so everybody pointed out, but because the Iker Riyas Dam was to be masking within the red. So how are you going to be masking within the red? Mm. You need after the sunlight to be masking. But today, we don't have to be masking. All reds are awesome today. So then, even Balayla, that's why the Torah and the Mechaber don't quote this halacha, says the Torah Shlomo. Oh.
So yeah. Now they can do it even by night?
Yeah. Oh. Some people are still makbid, because even today you can still see. But the Iker Halacha of Ein Roim Dam Balayla, the Mechaber and the Torah left out. And the Torah Shlomim claims that after the Rush said what he said, that we aser all Dam, then the concept of Yom Valayla of Lagabi Mars Dam isn't as significant. That's what the Torah Shlomim writes. Well. Now, we know that one of the halachas in Hilchas Nida is that tzivoinim are mutter. If you have a kesem, a beged savua, right? You have a colored garment, and there's a stain on the colored garment, so the woman is tahora, unless it's a mamasharia. But if it's just the kesem, stains, not so big, even if it's bigger than the gris, but it's on a beged tzavua, it's mutter. So what is that halacha? Why is that so? So if you look here, and I think others have said this as well, but I xeroxed here from the Sefer Cheskas Tara from Cheskel Roth Shlita. So he says, on page 26. No. Yeah, He's the Karlsberger Rav. He used to be the Satmar Dayan, now he became the Karlsberger Dayan. He says, "Shenimtzo beged tzavu hator hatam she'ena kesem nikur bo kumar dam gomer yesh lasbir od yosef." He says, "The kaved min hatorah ena tomei rak arba maros damim she'en admuz yosef kozru al ksomim hayodayin bekiim man." Whereas the ikur gzeir of ksomim, they were still bucky in those four maros. So that required a very specific expertise. But once it was on a beged savua, that nuance of expertise could not be defined anymore. The havchana couldn't be there anymore. So mela, that's why they weren't goes there. So he's saying... Right, so even though... since what? The Zman of Zman Chazal, when they made this to the din of Tzivoinim, the Kul of Ksom, so then they had the Bekiyas. So even though today, but we don't have the Bekiyas, so you'd say, so everything's us there anyway. And that much we could still tell on Tzivoinim, but we follow the way the original Takana was. That's what the Chasam Sofer writes in a different context. Chasam Sofer writes, you know, the Shear of Gris is based on the Makoilus, and the the bed bugs. So, and that was based on the shear of what a bed bug was. So even though today a woman knows, she sees dam on the clothing, she knows it wasn't a bed bug. So what are you telling me? I can be mocked here up to less than a gris. It was a bed bug. More than a gris, it's not a bed bug. What does she think is a bed bug? No one thinks it's a bed bug. But since the Rizvan Chazal, it was a real, maybe some people still have bed bugs, but Maisa, the reality of it being a real suffix of a bed bug is not so much existent today when a woman sees dam. But yet, Chasam Sofer says that was the way Chazal were koveya, when the bed bugs were a real reality. So same thing over here. Rav Chesed Roth is saying that when they had the ability to be mafkin, so then it was very important that it shouldn't be Sivoni, because then how are you going to be able to tell that dakistika chiluk between this type of red and that type of red? So really they weren't gozer. So we still keep the cooler.
Sorry. Both of those two questions on nighttime and I would say that it might be hard in both those cases to know something is red the cloth. Well, I mean, we say Mishiyaf here being Pelis the Karsi, because those are two colors that look gray at night, unless you shine a light on it. And in the Begit Tzivoni, I mean, one of the reasons it's good to still lying on a dark garment is because you can't tell us. It just looks like a dark spot. So I don't know if we even know if something was red.
Generally,
yeah. Well, that's why some posts can hold. Rav Herschel Ausch told me like this. Rav Yitzchak Abadi told me like this, that they don't like when women use black undergarments, because then you're not going to be able to really, because you want tzivoyim, but you want some measure of being able to see. They're not just right. If it's too camouflaged, then so that's the rush. That's the Toras Hashlamim. That's the din of tzivoyim. But let me ask you a question: how do we view? Well, it was today when we ask for something, any shade of red. So we'll ask it. But do we treat that as a suffix daraisa, or do we say no? If it's real red, so then that's within the daraisa range. You know, that like over there, that safer over there, it's a red thing, you know, that's red. But something that's more faint, maybe after a while, that's not a suffix daraisa. That's a chumra ba'alma. How do we view, the fact that we are being machmir? Do we view chumrah as a suffix deraisa, or is it only a chumrah midrabanan or a chumrah ba'alma? You know, I had a shayla like this today. Somebody, you know, it was a big shasat chak and a whole story, and it was a question whether was it the real red, the real. But it was Lotel Lamumis, was there any tzakula, you know, or something? So there's a truth of the Marsham. The Marsham and has a truva here on page 28. Aldasha Elosa Beisha Shabbatka Atzasma Yom Vesta. Okay, she did a bedika and Yom Vesas Haya Marisa Dia. It was light. It was light red. So what'd she do? The shlicha egg. She just threw it away. Flushed the toilet, whatever it was. Page now we're on 29. It's 20 on 28, now 29. Yeah. So she thought it was no good. And then she did another badika, and it was good. And now she was reconsidering, you know, was it really Torah or not? You know, because it was light, and then the second one was totally good. So she said, you know, maybe that one was really good. So what are we going to tell her? She did a bedika. Of course, once you do a bedika, it's usually a deraisa once you do a bedika. And it's, of course, it's a suffix deraisa. And she threw it away.
I think it was the deraisa that when she first
She did one bedika, and it, she said it was like it was very light, and then she did another one, and then it was fine.
But the second one,
and the first one, she threw it me. Oh, it's probably no good. She threw it away. Go on. And then the second one was fine. So now we say, well, too bad. It's fine, but you had the other one. You didn't show it to a rub, whatever. It's something the rice. You did an internal bedika for something the rice. So he says no. He doesn't think you treat it like. Says the Marsham. So it's if the suffix was it what we call fire truck red? Was it that was in that category? So then it would be a suffix deraisa. But we know for sure it wasn't fire truck red. It was only a question, was it from the chumrah of the rush? So then he says, is there rakim suffix ulaya odom mamish kedam to have a suffix? But she knows shelo haya adam mamish. That she knows. Ela she musupekes ulayay notek tzas laodom. So then he says, "Came in the bnei shas tor el hashagoyin mechmiru. She'en anu bekiim im kain havi sofik derabbanon ulahaku." So this is the Marsham. Rav Elimelech Leibowitz, Rav in Brooklyn, once told me, before that certain situations, you know, certain times where the, you know, Rav could got a bedika cloth and then he lost it. And then he's like a little bit embarrassed to say that. And so maybe there could be a tzad to use this marsham if taka, it's a situation where it wasn't for sure, you know, it was clearly not. It could be a derabbanan. So this marsham I was so mechon today for Shaila that was a question of losing something. It was just a question of could we find a cooler? It was a very big shas hadchak, etc. But not everyone agrees to this marsham. So I want to end here. Not agree with the marsham. So the machmir in this is the tzemach tzedek. Oh. So that's where we're going to end off with two tzemach tzedeks. Two tzemach tzedeks we're going to end off the shiur with. So the first tzemach tzedek is here on page 30. He says, "Had the kaimel and shakol mara adam shaisha roa al matza beinim ukar harbe etc. to meim yesh the stabek im humrzu mitzara safek, or is it a din deraisa?" So he. He thinks that he writes like this: "Came shalom adam b'dvarav the dalad maris t'meim hafalpikin who told me b'daraisa yesh gal ken amok." In other words, because even the ones that in the Mishnah are, you know, brighter, you know, so there still could be a tzad that what you think is the chumra of the gonim is really still part of those four.
Saying you don't even know
right
what those four
are. So. Right, so the Tzemach Tzedek says we have to treat it like a suffix d'oraisa. That was the so that's.
So you don't know how dark dark is, or how like,
you don't know what those
four are. Four are where to draw the line exactly?
Fire truck ready,
yeah, something less, right? So that's but the Marsham is definitely something that that b'shas hadchak could be taken.
Second,
that's what I'm going to do now. Okay, so that's the last. In other words, I made a list here of the various things that. So let's just chazer over what we did. So far, we did. Yeah, page here. Mishayakia, Boker, Brismila, Esar Gayaruk, Barastamnida, Heter Shul Tzivonim. Yeah, and then one thing I wanted to say about the Tzivonim is that there's another area of halacha that Tzivonim is relevant for, and that's Tumas Tzaras. That the Mishnah says in the Goyim that there's no Tzaras on Big Day a big day tzivonim. In fact, the Chachmas Adam and Rav Reuven Feinstein, I was told, once said over this word as well, that it could be that Chachamim, you know, called the tikkun Rabbanu Kein Daraisa tikkun, that the Kein Daraisa of tzivonim was from Tumas Tzaras, that there's no din of Tzara. In other words, it is a din of Tzaras when a beged. So, but the beged Tzavua is not, it doesn't have a din Tzaras. Oh, but the Bechor Shor says a fascinating shot.
If you have Shas, then you might have Tzaras during the days. Is it good for
color? Oh, so listen what he's. Yes. Yeah. So there's a fascinating Bechor Shor in this packet. So let me see where I put it. The Bechor Shor touches up a Gemara. Yeah. Oh, here on page 27. The Gemara says in Shabbos. מפני מה תלמידי חכמים שבבובל מצוינים לפי שאינו בני תורה. So Rashi says, Perish Rashi מצוינים, מצוינים עצמם בלבושים נועים. He says, because they're not בני תורה, so they have to, like, they what?
Flashy.
Yeah, flashy clothes. Oh. So, the Bechor Shor has a new pshat. He says like this. We know that the Mefarshim say that the Getzaras is a schus. Because if it's only Eretz Yisrael, Tzaras Batim, it means that you have Shechina on you. You have the Shechina on you. So when you did something wrong, the Shechina and the Sulach, then you can see it. If you're not holding by that Madrega that the Shechina is on you, so then you don't get Tzaras.
The Simmer. You have to be a holy person.
You have to be a holy person. So you have a holy person who did an Aveira. Yeah, right. Oh, so he says like this. So he says, Pshat is like this. He says, the Talmidei Chachamim Bebavel Mitzuyonim means that they used to wear big day tzivonim. Why? Because since they weren't on that Madrega, that have the Ikashchina on them, so Mamela there was no what? So it's a ras. So b'meila they wear big day tzivonim. The Talmidei Chachamim Eretz Yisrael had the Shechina. So taka they want to be able to see if they did an aveira. So then they wouldn't wear big day tzivonim because for them it was shayach to have tzaras. And b'meila if they're going to wear begadim tzivonim, then they're not going to get the tzaras which they want to have to be able to know that they had a chisaron that they have to do tshuva about.
Is that like Kabbalists?
Okay, maybe.
A beged low tzidoni, does that mean lavan, or does that just mean low, like whatever is natural?
Tzivoni means as opposed to what?
Like mamish dye or color, like as in.
So this is a big shaila in Hilchos Nida about say a person is a dark skinned person. So he has a kesem on his body. So we're going to say that that's, so some say it's only a din in begadim. It's not a din in the.
No, he's asking about begadim. Does it mean it's a
natural color? A natural color, yeah.
Is that
because it's naturally red? Is that because it's not? Yeah, but.
Why
white garments for sure? I don't understand. Is it la'afa?
No, because you would want it.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a different thing.
So the last thing I wanted to do in Hilchos Mikvayos, the last 5 minutes. So we know the din is like this. The mikveh has to be a memsah of megishamim, right? If it was mayim shuvim, it was in a kli, then it's possible. Mayim shuvim passels the mikveh. But once you have the 40 saw already, then you can be marbe kol shuvim shaba'olam on top of the 40 saw. But if you have three lugim mayim shuvim get into the mikveh before, it has the mem saw mayim shuvim, then it passes. Need the rabban. Kibul shuvim mayim shuvim that come into the mikveh before you got to 40 saw of mayim shuvim will passel the mikveh midrabban. Oh. But says the Gemara in Makkos, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Shlosh Lugimayim Shenofel Lesochan Kortov Shal Yayin, Umareim Kemara Yayin, Venoflu Lemikva Lo Paslu. He says, Mayim Shuvim, the Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, the Pasal Lemikva before you get the Mem Saw, is of only, it's the regular color of water. But if you put wine in the lot, in the water, and now the Mayim Shuvim are colored Mayim Shuvim, and they fall into the mikveh before you reached Mem Saw, then it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. Because they only asked the Din Rabbanon of Mayim Shuvim when it's clear. Oh. So the Tzemach Tzedek has an interesting tshuva here. What's the Din? If the mikveh got posel, Mayim Shuvim fell into the mikveh. There was a lot of times it could happen when they're cleaning the mikveh. You know, they could still be Mayim Shuvim there, and they didn't get it totally. It could be Mayim Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim, and then you started filling up the mikveh. Then you started filling up the mikveh, and there was Gimel Mayim Shuvim. So it's a problem. So what about the following Eitzah? He's going to suggest an Eitzah, and he's going to discuss whether he likes the Eitzah or he doesn't like the Eitzah. Because it's a big, now it's a big hassle. Now you're going to have to empty out this mikveh. So why don't you just like do like this? Say you have three lugimayim shuvim came in, and then you started filling, and you say, oh, I didn't take out those mayim shuvim. So could you pour wine into the mikveh. Pour wine into the mikveh. Make a shina mara in the mikveh.
It sounds like a put in a lot.
Yeah.
If the water drinks.
And then fill the mikveh high enough. You have mem saw. As high as it'll take to what? To get rid of the shina mara. So Mamela, just like the Gemara says, that what? If you must move him, but it had what? Wine in it, and then it fell in, doesn't passel. So this should be the same thing. I'll now go ahead and put wine and make the whole mikveh now wine. Color, it'll be wine. It'll be water, but it'll be mara yayin. So l'chora, mara yayin, you see from that Gemara, takes away what? The psul of gimelugim mayim shuvim, and then I won't have to empty out. I'll just keep pouring, and eventually, if you put enough water in there, you're not going to be able. The wine is going to be so diluted; it's not going to be noticeable anymore. So that was the shaila of the tzemach tzedek. Does this eitzah work or not? So says the tzemach tzedek. Nira vaday delo mahani. He says, "Dafke gimel lugim shenofel losoch yayin v'nishtanu marishon einam poslim." It's before it got into the mikvah. Once it got into the mikvah and passels the mikvah, then you can't undo it. In other words, if it came in before, halavadi lo mahani shini mara rak v'nishtanu bekein hashuvim kodim shenofel lo mikvah v'lo nikra ala mikvah shem psul. But once the mikvah has a shem psul, so then you have to empty it out. Interesting to think about the svara, why it should be. In other words, this idea that it fell into the mikveh had a shame psul on it, so then you can't undo it. But it was this din of being a shinimar and a shuvim before it came to the mikveh. So the mikveh came in bekasher, so to speak. But once the shame mikveh was that. They're not.
Because the mind shrovim loses its shame, mind shrovim, yan.
Right.
So then when it gets in, it doesn't.
Right. Right.
Once
it's there, right, it's possible. So one could have said, not that way. One could have said, so it's there, but now you undid it.
Antidote.
Yeah. But his chiddush is that it has to dafka be, that gemara and makas is only when the shtana the mara before it fell in. Which is interesting. So these are two chumras from the Tzemach Tzedek. Both of the thing that he said before, that it's considered a something deraisa on every shade of red, and this idea that the Shrini Mara has to be before it comes in.
Is yes. The Shrini Mara, is that only a Bidiyevit situation, or a Lahatila? Like, you could just dafka put the wine in there.
I mean, why did the... Yeah, I don't know if you do it l'chatchila, like the Rav said, you know, the Shaila Vein Mevatlenis and l'chatchila, things like that, you know. No one knew. Nafal, right. Nafal. Yeah, fell. He was ready to drink the thing, and then it fell into the mikveh. I don't know, he was drinking wine by the mikveh, and it...
But
the
third has to do with changing of
its
color, right?
For sure.
Yeah, sure, has to do with
it.
Right. So one could have said maybe that should apply also once it got in the mikveh. Now why is this mikveh possible? Because it's a shuvim. But there's an inyan that it became a mikveh, bekarka. So once it became a mikveh psul, then just because it was nishtana the mara, that's still considered a psul a mikveh. But if it never had. Yeah, kama bottle. Yeah. But here it's a dinner shini mar, so the mice.
Kama bottle, shini mar. It's not anytime you drink a cup of wine.
But if you say you pour it in all at once.
Yeah, but still kama kama.
Yeah, the question is.
Every drop.
But the mice now, there's a shini. The Matthias is, achare kachos akol, is a
it's yeah. At which point?
When it looks red.
No, because before you put it in, you have water, now you have wine, you mix the water and the wine, so now it looks like wine. It's not giving halacha yet, there's no halacha quality to these people. Here it's a gather halacha, this is a quality of possible, you know, one thing. You're trying to pour the wine, this drop of wine becomes bottle, this drop of wine becomes So it's always bottle.
But it could be that something that's totally in Shini Mara, at the end of the day. But that was the chiddush. Okay, so these are some interesting halachas. I thank the Rav again for inviting me to share some Divrei Torah. It's always a pleasure to be here, a big cover to be here. And Bez Hashem, you should all be well, and we should be able to learn. Many more interesting Divrei Torah in the future.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.